Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fitcast. This is episode number 218, excuse me. Jumping ahead of ourselves there. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is the continuing to be beautiful, and pictures have confirmed it on Facebook, Lee Field.
Why, thank you, Kevin.
So, Lee, what's up? You're not fake.
No, apparently.
Not digital.
Well, you know, I'm trying to prove more and more that I am not a digital character, that I am real. And people have some interesting comments. I don't really know how to take it. Like our ever so favorite fan, Grant Jay, said, "Nice. You're one of those people that don't sound like they look." And I don't really know what that means. Does that mean I sound horrible?
Like Peggy Hill, maybe?
I don't know. It's the accent, isn't it? It's the southern accent. It's like that girl on the Big Brother show that they just have out now that's happening. She is smoking model, like so beautiful, but she talks and it's like, wow, I did not expect you to sound like that. It's very southern. So I'm going with that as a theory, that that's what he was talking about. But yes, I am in fact real. And I'm doing a podcast series right now on binge eating. Very popular. If you like podcasts, you're listening to this, you must check it out. I bet you'll like it.
Where can people find that, Lee?
People can find that, Kevin, at Ask Lee through iTunes. They can also type in Lee Peel.
AOL keyword Lee Peel.
Nice.
Got your own chat room.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you can find it. So yeah, doing that and doing the final installment, if you will, this week. So
cool.
Check it out. Yeah,
I have been checking it out. I'm subscribing. I got it on my iTunes feed, like you should if you're listening to this.
Exactly.
Also, you put up another picture of the pooch.
I did. He's my baby.
You gotta put up dog pictures. I mean, everyone likes dog pictures. I like to look at dog pictures. I like to post pictures of my dog, so just saying.
I actually have to reserve myself from doing that sometimes because I take an obscene amount of pictures of my dog when he's doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, and
I want to share them, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. So I try and like, you know, keep it to a minimum to where I'm not that person, but it's hard sometimes. It really is.
That's good, you know, and I think it's you know, something we should see more of. Like, I like it when people post pictures of their dogs on the Facebook.
Well, then I will. You give me permission, and I'll take that inch and I'll go a mile, Kevin Larrabee.
All right, well, we got some great stuff coming up for you, not only today but in the future. I've been going back and forth with Martin Rooney through email, and our schedules, I should say, it's mostly on my end, but, you know, trying to get things to settle down and settle back in a little bit. We're trying to get more of like a regular segment kind of thing going with Martin, who I actually talked to about this way back when we interviewed him a couple months ago. And he's an awesome dude. He's like one of those guys that you want to talk to, you know, every couple weeks. I'm hoping that we can do like an every other week thing where, you know, I just grab him for 15 minutes on Skype and record, you know, a quick thing. It doesn't necessarily need to be on, you know, one topic, but if you guys have questions for Martin, which we tend to get a lot of, you know, when it comes to the MMA stuff or the combine training, he's always a cool guy to talk to. And also for, and you know, inspiration, I think he's going to be like a good, you know, kick in your butt that you get every 2 weeks when he gets on the show, because he just like, he turns it up a notch when, like, and he literally says, like, you know, he turns it on, like, you know, when he goes to present at a seminar, you gotta like turn on, you know, you gotta be, get in like coaching mode, like what, like we kind of talked about before, like that, the Best Buy voice that I've had, like, but you got to do the same thing with your clients.
You do.
Like,
you turn it on. Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to my clients like I talk on the show. It's like a good octave higher.
Yeah.
It's a lot more energy. It's just one of those things. And he's one of those guys that can really carry that energy all the time.
Yeah, totally.
It seems like he seems to really carry that energy all the time.
You know, it's
incredibly smart.
When I like talk to my clients, like sometimes when we're talking about like, you know, I have one client who has like an injury history. Like, she's played a lot of sports, and you know, she's always got like something going on no matter what we're doing. She's like, I still want to keep playing, you know, sports, even as she gets older. So she always has something going on. So I'm always getting like fired up because I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure I can fix this. Like, you know, I usually can fix it, but then like next week there'll be something else. Like it's usually like either a hip or like an elbow or a shoulder. And like, all right, yep. You know, I see what's going on. Like I've seen this before and I get fired up because I'm like, all right, you know, I can fix this. It's like the whole puzzle solver thing, that, you know, it is kind of intriguing about this job or this career where you can kind of be like, all right, I've seen this before. I know. Okay. First off, you might have had this client for a while. You see that, I don't know what's a good example, but you can see that, you know, their knee starts bothering them again. You'd be like, all right, well, okay, first off, you know, I know that you haven't trained much in the last 2 weeks because you've been, you know, working. Then you had to fly out to Chicago and then you come back and your knee tends to, you know, lock up a little bit. It's really not the knee, but, you know, you tend to, you know, lose all your ankle flexibility and your
quads sign up like crazy.
It's like, all right, just give me 5 minutes. Let's go get
the tiger
tail or the stick. Yeah, let's get work on that ankle mobility. Let's just do a little extra quad stretching. Maybe we'll do a little X-band walk kind of thing. And then like 5 minutes later, bam, does your knee hurt? No. What's up? Thank you.
Mr. Miyagi up in that.
Yeah, no, it's like clap those hands together.
Rub together, baby. Dude, no, I love doing it too. There. It is really so fun doing it.
Like, can you really do that?
People look at you like you're like magic.
No, but that's what it's like. All right. You fix it. And that's like, it's funny that we're talking about this because I'm in the meantime, I guess I didn't talk about this, but I'm like editing a bunch of seminar video from one of Mike Boyle's seminars. And, you know, he kind of talks about that. He's like, no, you'll have some clients that will come in there and be like, yeah, no, I've gone to like, you know, 3 physical therapists. I've gone to, you know, 4 doctors and none of them been able to fix this. And he does like, you know, a little bit of tissue work and then it doesn't hurt. And they're like, awesome. They were getting set up for surgery. And then like you spend 5 minutes with them. And it's like, it's still like there's that definitely that disconnect between, you know, the fitness industry that seems to get a lot of it and the, you know, the practice, the people that are actually like in the clinics and doing that sort of thing where there's still some kind of disconnect between the two groups where some group gets it, gets one part of it and the other group gets one part of it. But neither of them seems to be able to get, you know, the opposite part, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely does make sense. And I think it's true with any field is that it is as your quality and who you go to and everything, your experience is going to be completely based upon how much that person or company, what have you, invests in continuing education and keeps up to date on things and really has a very logical and evaluative kind of system versus just, I went to school once. I got these degrees once. I kind of go to my C's when I have to, and that's life. And I find that being the glowing difference. That's like the real glowing difference in treatment. And
And this is a fun personal story, but it is relevant. I recently got a new doctor, and he's like straight out of med school. Like he's fresh, and He's very much in like the sports medicine thing, but you know, to make your money, you got to see some patients. You got to do like the regular, general physician kind of thing. He'll like come in and be like, dude, I literally don't know how to treat this. But you know what? I'm going to do the research on it and I'm going to come back to you and we're going to figure out a way to really attack this. And I think that's kind of cool. Like at least, you know, you're willing to, you know, learn and, maybe that's not so good. Maybe I should get a new
doctor. No, I think that's good. No, my favorite doctor. I don't have.
It's like, be real.
I don't have a regular doctor. I'm terrible about stuff like that. But I don't have a regular doctor. Mm-hmm. But I had a doctor I went to go see for a little while because I was having like chest like breathing issues or whatnot. Because I'm a gimp. But back when I was like, I don't know, I was 22 or something like that. And he was my favorite doctor fresh out of med school. He just had a fire in him. He's just all about having something to prove and was also an extremely huge fan of like Saved by the Bell. And for some reason, would just always make some sort of Saved by the Bell reference every time I went in. But he didn't really know what was going on, but he worked it. Like, he investigated it. He tried to research things, and he wasn't afraid to say, I don't know, and give it a shot. And I find that to be refreshing and a lot better than those normal looks that you can get where someone just kind of looks at you like, oh, you're crazy, or yeah, whatever. Like, this is just what it is. And that very running through the motions kind of screening and GP attitude. And I mean, that happens in personal trainers, it happens in every field. It's not just doctors. Yeah, I mean, I find it refreshing. I find myself excited when someone will say something like that and be like, I don't know, but I tell you what, I'll figure it out, or we'll work on it.
And they're fresh enough where they're not like jaded, like, oh God, you know, it's another, you know, another, like, you know, these symptoms again. Like, they're like, this dude's like always like pumped. He's always like excited, like, and like, I'm glad I got you early, son.
Yeah, and with any trainer or in situation, I think one of the best tips you can have, because I still to this day, like, I try and treat every single person as if it's not necessarily the first time I'm hearing this story, because I have my experience to go on, but I try not to get jaded and be like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. I don't even need you to talk anymore. I try not to do that. I try not to get run through the motions with my clients either, you know, and even on my forum, people ask the same questions over and over again, but every single time I answer that question, I act as if, or I try to, anyway, act as if that it's the first time I'm reading the question and really give an honest answer. And I think that that makes a difference for a lot of people. So that's a good client tip. A
personal touch.
Good client tip for you trainers out there.
Anyways, Lee, we kind of asked what's already up with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say we're going to have a goal. We're having like a getting back on the tracks, you know, still we're kind of like all over the place. John's not with us, and John's doing his thing, as you'll hear about in the off topic. He joined us for the off topic. But you know, we're trying to get back in a groove. And again, you know, I'll be with you. I'm still like living at my parents' house, even though I have an apartment, and I just signed a lease on another apartment. But you know, still doing this transition period with the dog has kind of left life a little bit unorganized. So, hopefully, you know, as these weeks continue and things get a little bit more settled, and once I move again, we'll be able to have like the format return where we have the pulse, we have, you know, a guest, and hopefully that will be in addition to the stuff I do with Martin. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, I've been doing for the last year has been focusing on getting Body by Boyle, like, off the ground and you know, working nice and smooth and doing a lot of that stuff. But you know, it's very cool that I do have an apartment that's a lot closer to the facility at Mike Boyle's, and going back to more of like a full-time coaching and picking up some more clients again, where, you know, I've only had about 5 clients for the last 6 months or so, ever since Christmas time. And
you switched over to doing all the bull stuff. I mean, it is a lot of stuff. I mean, it really what
well,
you
Lee's
do.
Well, see some of it. Lee's, I mean, you've seen kind of the brunt of the.
No, I have. It's. I think a lot of people don't realize how much goes into what Body by Boyle is, and that basically you are Body by Boyle to a degree. I mean, that's no insult at all to the information given or Mike or anything, but you really do put a lot into it. So it's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, and it has been, you know, an interesting experience. It's definitely, as you can tell, you know, we get into this job to not necessarily edit video for hours a week, but, you know, it's definitely one of those things like, all right, you know, you can take this opportunity. You know, it's an extra revenue source, as you know, if you are, like, again, for those trainers out there, if you're listening, you know, finding that extra revenue source, whether it's online training or, you know, if you're going to put together like an ebook or whatever, like you find those extra revenue sources, so you're not always depending just on personal training. You know, it's been cool. It's been allowed me to, you know, adopt a dog and, you know, spend some extra time at home so I can take care of him and get him. You know, fortunately, you know, he did get sick, you know, these last couple of months, but you know, it's a very exciting time for me, because we're going to be able to still do even more stuff with the Body by Boyle online stuff, because it's gotten to the point where we can hire someone to actually help out with the, you know, the customer service side of things. And I can focus on just, you know, creating great content and still going to the gym and coaching my athletes and, working with my personal training clients and do cool things like fly out to Indianapolis in a couple weeks and go to the Indie Performance Enhancement Seminar that they're going to be doing with Mike Robinson. It's like a whole cast of characters this year. There's going to be Charlie Weingroff, and obviously Bill Hartman's going to be there. So again, it's kind of like, you know, you have like a year of almost a hiatus, and then you get to get back full, you know, with a full head of steam going into, you know, September, where, you know, again, I would like to focus on the FitCast stuff a lot more. But, you know, again, my paying job always comes first, as you know, Lee. It's like you gotta bring home the bread.
You gotta bring home that bacon, Kevin.
Yeah, the bacon and the bread go together.
They do. Toast. Sometimes.
And then you got to get the eggs. Maybe a little bit of cheese. I like to do a little frozen broccoli, let it thaw for like an hour. Then I put it in the pan. I put the eggs in and the cheese and make a little scramble.
Now you're just making us all hungry.
Well, that's what I'm having for dinner tonight. Yeah, that's it. So hopefully you guys are going to get a lot more like a consistent, higher quality stuff. We've been talking about website redesign for a while. So hopefully that will come at some point, and more blogging and, you know, all that stuff. It's just, you know, finding the right time to really get your feet, you know, back into the pool. Maybe you don't want to dive back into the pool. You just want to take the steps. Maybe get the things that go around your arms, so you don't drown. Oh, I sucked today.
That was the best tip of the show. That's the takeaway. Get your floaties.
Dude, Carlton still uses them. He can't swim. All right, so that's that. Now that we got that out of the way, we got a great mailbag coming up. We got some great questions from y'all this week. So stick around. Let's listen to some cool music. Maybe it will play right now. Go to the mailbag. We got our first question from Mark, who asks, greetings FitCast, thanks for such a great service y'all provide by doing this podcast. I almost went into my southern drawl.
You really did there. That's pretty fantastic of you, Kevin.
Mark, you from the south. So on to my question. I shattered my elbow about a month ago. My surgeon is not allowing me to do anything weight bearing at all with my left arm for the next 6 to 10 weeks, so I've been training my legs a lot. Should I be mixing in upper body stuff on my right side only? Will that just be asking for trouble by creating an imbalance? What do y'all think? Go to the rodeo. And he also had a follow-up on Facebook.
Yes, we asked him a question via Facebook.
So what I will do right now is...
I'm going to have it open if you want me to read it. Okay. I'll do that for you, Kevin. You know, I'll take
else
it.
That you send me,
yeah, so. It's fine. he also put, I had sent him a question basically saying, like, are you in a brace or are you in like a cast? Like, you know, basically what is going on. And he said, I'm not in a brace. The only limiting factor is no weight bearing for my left elbow at all. Mm-hmm. All I can do is grip work with a stress ball or equivalent. The only PT my surgeon is having me do is flexing and extending my left arm and supinating and pronating my left hand. And that is on my own supervision. My ROM overall is 100%. The only thing is the flexion extension and the supination pronation of left arm hand. Hope that all makes sense. I am in the healing mode still for my elbow, but I'm okay to do anything that won't put weight on it, using my left arm to stand up from sitting position or pushing in a chair with my left arm, etc. So, yeah, basically it appears that Mark is dealing with the surgeries over... he's not in any sort of brace or cast. He's just has limitations of what he can do. And we consulted a little bit with the FAS, with the doctor. yes, we did. And basically, I'm going to throw out a little bit of advice. And I'm going to say, when it comes to something like this, I think you should go see a physical therapist. I think you should not bother with I mean, can you do some lower body work while this is all going on? Sure, to a degree, but you also have to really be careful because a lot of great lower body movements, even single leg type movements or anything, you kind of need to not put yourself in a very bad situation or position. You should at least talk a little bit of how to get out of a bad situation if you got into one, what you can utilize, what type of lower body training you can do that's not going to really put you under any strain. And ultimately, your goal at hand should be healing your elbow. It should be getting yourself back into a situation to where you don't have to do this any longer than you already have been. And I think that you're going to really facilitate that by going to a PT, not just your surgeon, but a specific PT to go through training and what it is that you need to do to work more on your grip, to work more with your flexion and your pronation and supination and all those types of things. Like I think that in my personal opinion is what would be serving you best to do. And I know that whenever I let an injury lag or I kind of think, well, I'll just kind of wing it, I'll take care of it myself, it always takes longer to heal versus when I just get down and dirty with the PT and get told what to do. And I know the limitations that I have because they tell me and they guide me to how far I can go. And then you can push it further and you can do things at a faster pace and get better faster. So I really would do that. Other than that, I really personally would not recommend just doing a unilateral or any sort of unbalanced training on one side of your body. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I don't see you're it's only 6 to 10 weeks. If you have any sort of decreased muscle on any sort of a small level, and you really shouldn't if you're eating adequate protein and you're not just laying all the time. If you're getting adequate protein and you're not laying, muscle wasting is probably going to be more. You're just going to miss pump. You know, you're just going to kind of miss that pump and that little bit of increased feel that we have from like training all the time. That may go away a little bit, but you should gain really quickly back into the rhythm and strength of things. And you might come off of it 2 weeks back into normal training, just feeling great and getting right back to where you were. So I wouldn't freak out and think that you're going to lose a lot of mass or lose where you're at or anything like that. And I'd go see a PT. So that's where I'm at with it. That's my opinion. And Doc agreed, by the way, that you should definitely see a PT on the issue. So, that's my opinion, John's opinion, and, Kevin. Do you think you agree?
Yeah, go. I mean, even when something happens to me, I go see Paloff just because he's our PT on staff and he knows and a hell of a lot more than I do.
His name is also Paloff, which is
it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good name.
He's a good guy to talk to too. You can definitely. It's like one of those things. Like he's my therapist when I'm my client's therapist. He's my therapist. But. Yeah, no. The only thing I would say is, you might be able to get away with some mobility stuff as you get towards the later weeks, but you kind of have to listen to the PT and see what they say because you will not be held liable.
Yeah. So, Kevin, next question. I'm going to read it to you.
What's up, Lee? How you doing?
This is from Katie S. Not that Katie. Different Katie. She says, hey, Kev, can you refer me to a good site for a killer indoor bodyweight workout? I am doing clinic rotations out of town, and the local college is allowing me to stay in the dorms, but I don't have a gym until I come home on weekends. Thanks, Katie.
This is an interesting question because, this is actually one of the first things that I started doing when I was programming for friends. And I was actually an RA. And I did some programming for some of the women in the building in terms of like these are women who it was kind of that syndrome where they did not want to go to the gym. I know this is obviously a different situation, but, like, all right, just give me stuff that I can only do in my dorm room and go. So, with Katie, again, the first thing that we would have to kind of consider is where she is at in terms of strength, because that's going to really determine what we're going to be using for exercises. A great example of this is, can you do 10 push-ups? Because, even with like chin-ups that we talk about a lot when we're just going with the body weight stuff. Pull-ups is going to be, push-ups is going to be one of those things that's going to let us determine kind of where you are strength-wise, because obviously that's one of the great body weight exercises that we have. Running down kind of a list of great exercises that you can do at home and with no equipment, like you don't need anything, and maybe some stuff that you just have around the house. But, you know, thinking about any kind of lunges, if you want to go out and get some like furniture movers, you can kind of use those in place of valve slides to change things up a little bit. If you want to get a little bit more exotic, you can jump on Amazon. You get one of those ab wheels for like $8. But again, it's kind of like, you know, where are you at in terms of core strength too? Can you, you've already gone through the progressions for core strength, like doing planks and doing 1 foot planks and then doing like a plank with a reach, which is kind of like you do get in a plank position and then you reach out with one arm, you're kind of just taking away one of those supports. But what I would do is I would kind of, again, Katie, I'm going to kind of start off with the basics and going with like, you know, your split squats or your reverse lunge that you're going to do for all your knee dominant. And we can get in an argument whether those are knee dominant or hip dominant, depending on if you're going into a reverse lunge. But we can start with that. We can go with single legged deadlifts, just reaching straight ahead. You can also go with what we've been using at Mike Bowles Strength and Conditioning, which is it's kind of like a single leg trap bar deadlift where you are literally simulating the trap bar deadlift, but just on one leg. You stop your knee that is kind of the trailing leg or the leg that is not stationed on the ground. You kind of stop its descent towards the ground with a couple Arex pads. So again, if you're at home, you can easily replace that with like a couple pillows. You just throw like a couple pillows from your bed, stack them up, be like, that's your stopping point. This is kind of going to be hard to see, but I know Mike has posted the video on YouTube. So just look, I think it's just one leg deadlift is what it's being called and not like single leg deadlift. Again, that's the problem with like these exercises where it's like, you know, what are you going to call it? Like there's already something called that and how do you describe it much better? But those are the two main things that I would look at for lower body exercises. And also like single legged hip lifts, like look at some of the things that you would normally do for like activation or warm up and just bring those into your actual workout. And you can just do it with a little bit more intensity, or you can always grab things like think about things you can throw over your waist. You know, a lot of people like to throw like weight vests over their waist and stuff like that. That's something that we'll do as kind of a progression. And then also elevate your shoulders when you go into the hip lift. It will make the hip lift a little bit more difficult. The progressions are going to be your best friend here. So now that we move to the upper body, the problem that you're going to have with any kind of like rowing, or if you want to think about like you know, certain terms like horizontal pulling. Again, it depends on how much you want to invest into this, Katie, but if you want to get like a set of bands that you, again, like, you know, Amazon's kind of one of the better places to get this stuff really cheap. You can also go to Perform Better, but, you know, a set of bands that can kind of attach at the door, will allow you to do, you know, rowing movements. I think like a lot of people who do P90X recommend getting these things, like these pieces of equipment to intensify the workout, but, you know, that's going to be your best bet for any kind of rowing, unless you want to go the TRX route, which I actually talked to her a little bit more on Facebook. Doesn't seem she has literally no equipment. So when it comes to any kind of rowing, the only other thing that you could do is some kind of inverted row where you have like a railing or something that you can grab onto. And again, it's like, you know, is it really going to be worth it in terms of the danger of the exercise? Obviously, we've mentioned push-up. You know, if you need to start at the knees, go to a regular push-up. If you need to intensify it a little bit more, go with your Spider-Man push-up. If you have bands, go with a band resistant push-up. Use your progressions that way. Again, if you want to invest some more money, again, this kind of gets a little bit more expensive, but getting like an Iron Gym for chin-ups, and you can use that band to do band assisted chin-ups. If you can't do, you know, 5 unassisted chin-ups, you can use that band to make them assisted, make it a little bit easier, get you up into that 8 to 10 rep range. Use cool metabolic stuff like mountain climbers. Great. You can do things like just jumping jacks and burpees, like those things you can do in place with relatively little room. Finally, again, with the core stuff, you know, you can start with planks, side planks. You can do rollouts with the val slides. You can do the alternating reach with the plank to, again, progress it. And you can kind of just use your imagination, but it all depends on how much money you want to invest into it. If you are going to be kind of like stuck there, if you have like $50 or $60, I would just look at, like, you can get a, like, a weight vest for $40. You can get them for pretty cheap on eBay. I actually bought one from just look for like 20-pound weight vest if you want to make things a little bit more difficult when it comes to the lunges and stuff like that. And also, again, furniture movers, you know, a couple bands, like the bands, again, they run like that $20 to $30 range that will attach to the door, and you can do a little bit more intense movements. And in terms of programming, you know, I would just kind of give yourself like 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes in terms of the workout, run through as a circuit. I wouldn't really superset body weights up because it's hard to make it hard enough to really do like a superset or a tri-set. And I'm going to kind of stop there. I'm going to let Lee jump in because I know Lee does a lot of training at home, and I just rambled for like 6 minutes, so I'm gonna show.
I think you covered it. I think you covered it. I mean, what else more can she really do? I mean, if you're willing to buy equipment, and we've talked. I mean, we've talked a lot about body weight training on the show, and given a lot of resources, everything from body weight culture to books and things the like. And I think that you covered it. I really like to see people, especially, you know, take advantage of, and you could also take advantage of the time that you have to do a lot of your mobility stuff, a lot of your balance training, even like metabolic work and stuff like that, and hit the weights harder whenever you go to the gym and have that be focus time for any sort of, like, you know, larger strength or muscle gain. So I think the key is putting the tools in your basket. You know, tools being any sort of equipment you may want to acquire, and then the exercises that you're going to utilize while you're at the dorms, and then putting that together with a proper program that utilizes the extra functions that you have on the side, being the gym. And if you do that, you can create yourself a really nice complete program, a rounded program, to where you could, like, say, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to work on rows very well. And particular pullback strength and things like that. Obviously, there are certain weighted exercises or movements that you're not going to be able to really progress at, whereas, like, maybe chest exercises, like all the push-up variations you can do, that really is kind of hitting at more at the top level of your strength and even, you know, in a muscle-building phase. Look at those kind of things and see how you can pair your weightlifting and mix it with your body weight training so that you can kind of get the best of your both worlds. But other than that, I mean, I think you nailed it.
No, I think you forgot something, Lee. You know that in terms of the suspension trainer, Lee has a great article on building your suspension trainer.
That
I
is
think
true.
That you should check out at leepeel.com. You can That's just true. Search can, suspension on the search box.
There,
it pops
you
up.
Can. There are all types of home and even cheaper ones than what I showed. But the reason the one I use is so popular, I think, is because it's kind of that mid-grade level. It's not quite ropes on a string, if you will, and kind of low grade. It's that kind of mid grade, but still a pretty cheap option for a lot of people, for those that can't afford, you know, something like TRX, which I love TRXs, but, and you know, sometimes people really just genuinely can't afford it. So
well,
check
what
that
you could
out.
Do is go to like a go to gym, get like a day membership. Make sure you bring a gym bag, steal their TRX, and then you have a TRX.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, you're good to go.
You,
just,
you get sued now, Kevin. Jim's all over the telling people to take things.
I'm gonna get.
He was kidding.
Town Sports International just filed suit.
He was kidding.
Just don't go to the Town Sports ones. They're good. I work for them. They're good people. all right, let's go to the next question that we have coming from Jamie P. Podcast fan, Jamie P. I should say. Hey guys, I'm a 20-year-old student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison majoring in athletic training. I'm trying to get myself into a consistent workout schedule that will increase my size and physique while also improving my...
Muay Thai.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'm just beginning...
To increase... I'll read it.
Just say that.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai, okay. Training and... Looking to improve my performance while also pack on some muscle onto my somewhat scrawny 6'4", 205-pound frame. I've been reading everything I can from T-Nation and other sources, and now more confused on how to achieve this than when I started. I am finding it difficult to maintain a healthy eating plan while in college. I have no problem with buying the right food. I just don't know what that right food may be. If you all have any tips, people are using y'all a lot today. If y'all have any tips for me or know someone I can contact to get on the right track, that would be amazing. Again, that's from Jamie. So, Lee, interesting conundrum.
It is a bit of a conundrum. I think a lot of people focused so often on the right foods or the wrong foods or what have you. And I think more of what people need to focus on is the available foods to them, their ability to acquire certain things that they need and kind of just, for lack of a better term, make it work. When you're in college, and Kevin, I remember you wrote an article for T-Nation about this. When you're in college...
Two articles, Lee. Come on. Don't shortchange me.
Sorry. I don't mean to cheat you. You know, obviously, funds are limited. Space of cooking is limited. Your ability to basically... have a lot of things on hand is somewhat limited. So I think the first thing to focus on is to make sure that your game plan and your strategy is really set in place. You seem kind of like you have a little bit of like trepidation about exactly what to do. You're reading a lot of articles, you're getting a lot of ideas from places, but I think more than just knowing what foods to eat or not to eat, I think that you're maybe not sure how much to eat or how much muscle you can put on or the kind of training that goes alongside with that. I mean, if you're doing Muay Thai, it's a very heavy endurance type kind of a training. I mean, yes, you should do your strength training with it, and you should always make sure that everything comes together and with your conditioning from weight training to general conditioning and then even GPP and all kinds of stuff thrown in there, not to mention your just actual techniques, fighting stuff, things like that. Making sure that goes hand in hand with also gaining muscle. It is tricky because they're not necessarily opposite goals. But when you're focusing so much on conditioning, and when you're focusing so much on a heavy like endurance type thing, you kind of have to split up your training a little bit to where you have very focused sessions on specific weight training, perhaps even muscle gaining if you're trying to go into a different weight class with your fighting and so on and so forth. And I don't know if you're doing Muay Thai just for the fun of it or if you're actually trying to fight. But regardless of how you're doing it, focusing on why you're gaining the weight, where you're trying to go in the long term. Because I see a lot of guys really screw up their fighting because they're worried so much about their weight all the time. It's either they're too overweight or they're too underweight, and constantly they're focusing on either trying to gain weight or trying to lose weight instead of focusing on technique, conditioning, and the other aspects of things. So make sure that you know why you're trying to increase the weight, not just using the Muay Thai for the sake of just a program because you like doing it and you think that you're going to gain muscle from doing Muay Thai. A lot of people do fighting kind of training, mixed martial arts or Muay Thai or, you know, BJJ. Like they do all these types of fighting system and training systems for physique, not realizing that the good fighters, sometimes their physiques are horrible. And then other times their physiques are just there because of what they do. And it's just kind of a happenstance. You can't assume that fighting on its own or training for that kind of thing on its own is going to give you that physique. That's kind of my point. So make sure that you know why you're doing it and where your goal is at. If your goal is to gain weight or gain muscle in general, and you don't have to do the Muay Thai or the Muay Thai isn't like your specific focus, if you're just kind of doing it because, then you can kind of focus on doing an actual mass kind of building program and not have to worry so much about the conditioning. If the conditioning and the Muay Thai is something that you want to do, I'm assuming it is because you brought it up. But if that is something you want to do, then you're going to have to find a way for those worlds to mix, not just in the diet, but in the training as well. You're going to have to give separate times and focus to your resistance training. You're going to have to time deloading and conditioning sessions and how they go over time together, and really put together a nice program for yourself. If you are already working with a coach or something, I would recommend doing so. You know, they can kind of look at you and see where you're at and help you figure out a good conditioning program to where you don't get completely run down, because that's usually what happens. You know, you do so much conditioning work, technique work, you have nothing left in the reserve for weight training or muscle mass, and you just end up losing weight or maybe gaining in some strength, but not really increasing in size. And all you can do is just put on fat before fights or water. And in general, that's not going to really increase your performance. Make sure that's in place as far as food goes. Make sure that obviously you're getting enough food to support all the training that you're going to be doing. If you have to do conditioning and technique training, then you're also going to be doing the additional of weight training for mass gain. You're going to need to eat and probably eat a lot. Don't be too food phobic. If at 6'4" and 205, you already need a lot of food, doing that, you're going to need even more food. And it may not be so easy to get all that food and just broccoli and paleolithic, like clean eating. It may be that you have to make sure that you throw in some starch-based carbohydrates, and you can still do that via potatoes or whatnot. But in college, and that's the point where you're at, it may not be so easy for you to have all that stuff so easily accessible. Do what you can to make sure that you're hitting your macros best as possible, and try and choose the best foods that you can, but don't become overly anal and paranoid about, oh God, I'm getting it from white rice instead of brown rice, which is silly as it is in the first place, or, you know, or I'm getting rice instead of getting it from, you know, potatoes or whole foods, or, oh no, I have to get some protein from beans instead of just steaks. And yeah, do what you can. You know, if you have to utilize, you know, some fresh deli meat, then you utilize fresh deli meat. Don't worry so much about those specifics if this is the situation that you're given. So I think I'll end it there, but just focus on the macros. Make sure that you're getting energy expenditure as good as possible. If you start losing weight rapidly, increase the calories, and just trying to kind of watch your trend and see how that goes there. It's a lot in one question, but hopefully that I answered it.
Brought up paleo.
I did. Saying, well, he said he was reading a lot and getting a lot of conflictive data, and what that usually means is he's being told that he can eat one thing and then he's being told he can't eat something else.
Well,
and when you're a 20-year-old college student, it's like, sometimes the best I can do is ramen noodles.
I hear you, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the best, you know. To Walmart, dude, 50 cents, two for a dollar. I'm gonna say
post workout, you know, it's not that bad of a some carbs in there.
So when yeah, okay, fine. it was a good answer. I there wasn't really anything to clue, but who's knocking deli meat?
Tons of people knock deli meat.
No, that's because, what I'm saying, come on, man, don't knock the deli meat.
You know, it's processed horrible garbage.
How if you get it from a good company, man?
Like, I agree.
Who's getting like the friggin', you know, bologna from Austin?
You're not
Meyer.
Even supposed to eat
bologna. Like the stuff that's in the
water. Not, I don't even know what you're talking about, but if you're really staying true,
bologna.
You don't eat bologna because that ain't hardcore.
It's pronounced bologna. Public service announcement right now, and I don't usually do this much, but in terms of products, I'm about to promote a product. this is not an advertisement because they are a huge company, but Pure Protein, they make like already made shakes. They make some bars and stuff. They blew it up with this new peanut butter cup protein shake that they have. It is amazing. It's you know, an addition to their canned lineup of canned protein shakes. You can get it on Amazon. It's really good. Check it out if you're into those, you know, pre-made protein shakes.
All right, what is this?
Give you aneurysms.
It, peanut butter cup. Oh, okay, so 35 grams of protein. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's Splenda. It's got some Splenda in it, but you know what? Good drink doesn't.
Wow. Okay.
They make pretty good products. It's thick. It's not, you know. It's got some oomph to it, and it is something that I think if you are like one of those people that. Like, the one thing that they always end up going to is the jar of peanut butter because they need to have that peanut butter, you know, taste. This will definitely quench it, I think.
Good deal.
Check it out. And it's, again, they're pretty relatively inexpensive. I think it's, if you use Amazon, Subscribe and Save. It's like $18 per case, and it comes with a, I think it's 12 per case, so it's like $1, $1.25, $1.50 per can. So that's it. We're going to skip the last question because we're coming in about an hour and a half for the podcast. And I think that's long enough. I'm hungry, Lee.
I'm hungry too.
What's for dinner?
Like a wolf.
What's for dinner? What are we making?
Rice. Let's see. I got some rice.
I thought you were going to say brown rice and chicken.
You know, it's not. I got some rice and some veggies and protein shake.
I like it.
Yep.
I changed my mind. I'm making burgers, Lee.
You do that, Kevin.
I just saw an ad for Good Burger 2.
You getting that subliminal food advertising up in there?
Yeah, Keenan and Keller back. All right, so stick around if you'd like to listen to the off topic where we go on to a bunch of different subjects, including why John gets kicked off the show a lot. Oh, no, we didn't record that. Never mind. No, we did. We kicked John off the show. Also, don't forget to check out the FitCast on iTunes. We got a great new logo up there. Submit a review. You know, make sure that you know, those crazy fat loss and, you know, those nutso podcasts that are doing their crazy stuff, and, you know,
bump them.
Bump them, man. and give us a review and hit subscribe like 48 times when you go to it. Like, keep pounding on that subscribe button. I don't care. I'll pay for the bandwidth. Don't worry about it. Keep hitting subscribe. Do it on everyone's computer. Go to work tomorrow. It's all iTunes on every computer. And download the podcast and just keep it running the whole time. So when someone gets to the computer, like, oh, what's this? I like fitness. I like nutrition. I like rehab. At Jonathan Fast, I don't care for him, but I like the other two. I'm just going to keep digging. All right, so everyone, thanks for listening. We appreciate you downloading and supporting us on the various websites and on Facebook. You can check us out at Facebook and Twitter.com/our full names. I'm Kevin Larrabee. She's Lee Peel. Thank you, everyone. Go watch Crank 1 and 2. Don't go watch that Harry Potter stuff. Don't go see it. Come on, man. Crank 1, 2.
I thought you were about to throw out a peace sign. I mean, like... Height.
Hello, welcome to the off-topic discussion for this episode. Lee Peel is along with me, and super traveler Jonathan Fast, who is just racking up those sky miles.
I'd like special guest listing this week.
Special guest star Jonathan Fast is joining us live via satellite. That's a Take Me Home Tonight reference. Lee, I guess, hasn't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet. I suck. I did just watch the World Cup, though.
Yeah, that didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, well.
Good for Japan, though, man.
It was a great game. Yeah. It was a great game.
Dude, those ladies are fierce. They are great, amazing athletes. And one of them is even a friend of ours. She's like a fan of the show who plays on the U.S. team. I don't know if you guys knew that, but...
Are you serious?
Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
Who? Which one?
Let me look it up real quick. Hold on.
Come on, God.
Being real, all right?
I just...
Bear with me for a second. I will find... I gotta, like, stalk her on Facebook.
You know, I was watching it. Womack scored the second goal. The world's feeling all good. My dog had to go out like he had to. And I was like, okay, it's okay. Like, we're 2-1. Everything's gonna be all right. I go outside like I'm feeling good about the world. The sun is shining. Mm-hmm. And literally... Right when I read through my phone on Facebook that the second goal was scored and that everything started to go downhill, I start walking through like spider webs. Like, you know, almost like fall and like trip and like just sprain my ankle out of nowhere. Like it hurts like hell now. And all of a sudden the world is sad again.
I'm sorry.
It was just it's life, you know.
I can't find her. I swear to God, I will. I mean, she can shoot us an email. I apologize. I didn't remember her name, but and also from the another person, as we talked about celebrity listeners, one of the trainers from Workout listens to the show too. Or I should say former.
Which one?
I will tell you in a second. Again, I'm.
I watched just, that.
Just show. Like briefly, I did too. We talked about it. But it's again, it's like kind of one of those things where like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, so and so is actually like listening to the podcast or at least it's, you know, something because it's you know, she follows me on Twitter, Erica Jacobson.
Okay.
Yeah, she's at So Hot. Fit, So Fabulous. Yeah, she's
pretty nice.
Awesome. She was actually one of the ones that I was like, yeah, she really? Actually, like, you know, was one of the good trainers on the show, and she, like, follows the, you know, like, the people that we consider to be, you know, good minds in this industry, like Mike and, like, a lot of the Perform Better crew, or if you like, the Perform Better tour. So,
why are we just hearing about this now?
I know, like, you never share. I just
realized this in the last week.
I get the emails about all the you know, the douches in the world, but I don't get any of these kind of emails. John, are you getting these emails? Because I'm not getting any of these.
No, I'm not getting these emails at all.
No, you can check out her website at ericajacobson.com, and it's Erica with a K, not a C.
Yeah,
but that's cool. No, I will find the. Like, it was weird because she commented on one of my things. I'm like, oh, I don't work. Like, first I thought she was someone I went to college with, and then I clicked on it. It's like,
yeah, you wish.
US women's soccer team. And she, like, one of her updates was getting ready for the game tonight. And, like there was, like, 20,000, like, not 20,000, but there was, like, a ton of comments saying, like, good luck, you know, kick some ass and... and this was a couple days ago, not obviously for today, but the last game that they played, the semifinal. So, I'm a butthead. I'd have to find her again.
Well, that gives me a happy.
And she follows you too, you guys too. So not, I don't think John. No, I'm serious. I'm not like saying that to be an ass. I think.
Why am I?
To be honest, even I think she's a Lee Peel person, and I mean, she followed me from Lee Peel.
I swear, the goddamn abuse I take.
I don't know how I would find her. Like, she literally said, like, have a game tonight, and I'm not searching through my 2,000 fake friends on Facebook. By fake, I mean, like, I don't really know you, but...
And yet she follows you, and you're a dick.
Well, whichever one you are, that's just awesome and great game. God.
I don't know.
189 photos from Charlotte today.
Cool.
They'll be going up soon, but I gotta look through them because I just take pictures and then, believe it or not, I actually delete some. They don't all end up on my Facebook.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
All right. Well, if you are on the women's U.S. soccer team and listen to the show, send us an email or send me an email at kevin@thickass.com.
Yeah, and I'll swoon. So make sure to forward it to me, Kevin.
I will. And then we'll send it to everyone. And if you are a celebrity in your own right and you listen to the show, like you own some cool company and you want to send us some stuff and then we can be super biased about it, that's cool too.
Yeah. I am totally able to be bought.
Yeah, just throw them like a check, not that much. So it, like, I have to declare it. Like, give me like 500 or something like that. 1,000.
Mm.
Remember our April Fool's joke where we announced we got bought by Men's Health? That might have been before you guys were on the...
That was before my time.
Yeah, I posted an April Fool's joke saying like, oh, you know, big news with Men's Health coming up. I think this was like... a couple days before the first And it was on Facebook. Like, there's history of it, so I can, I don't know how I would find that either. But I was like, oh, you know, just, you know, proud to announce just got an offer from Men's Health magazine, you know, talking with John. And no, I swear to God, maybe you guys weren't on the show yet, but
we just weren't in on it. Maybe you just didn't tell us, like you don't tell us other things.
No, I feel like you were.
Oh, good call, Lee.
No, it said something like, oh, you know, in talks with like a certain publisher to buy the FitCast, and, you know, big news coming next week or something like that. And that's the other thing. If you want to buy the FitCast and make it like the something something FitCast podcast, I'm cool with that too. The Price is Right. Just, and I'm not going to sell you the show unless it's a lot of money, but. Like, how much money you got? What do you got, Lee? Come on.
Mm-mm.
I was just going to say like $300, $300, $400. Just transfer that domain. I'm just kidding.
But, you know what? While we record, I'm going to upload the pictures because I don't give a damn about your sound quality, Kevin.
Are you on like hotel Wi-Fi, John?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Well, we'll just save you. It's the bandwidth. We'll just drop you from the call.
There it goes. You just did it, didn't you?
I did. Yep.
Lee's, the fuzziness went away.
Yeah. So for the podcast, for the off-topic podcast for this week, again, I'm going to kind of throw it back to you. I am a little bit disappointed that you haven't seen Take Me Home Tonight.
Okay. It's my fault, but it's coming. It's like, it's going to show up in my mailbox tomorrow.
Anna Faris is not great in it.
Sad, really?
She's a small role, but the female lead, and I can't believe that Topher Grace is like 31 years old playing an 18-year-old. Or I guess not 18. I guess he's playing like right out of college, so like 21, 22.
He looks young. I still get amazed at how old what's-her-name is. Yeah, it's not coming to me. Go ahead, continue.
But I was just going to say the whole cast was rock solid. I can't even remember who the female lead was, but, Topher Grace, and like, it's like, you don't want to say it, but it's like not like the fat guy, but like the comedic, like bigger guy who's in the group,
the token comedic bigger guy.
Yeah. Dan Fogler. Who is like, he plays that character in pretty much every movie he's in. If you've seen the Star Wars movie Fanboys, he's pretty much that same character. Also features Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec. Michelle Trachtenberg is in it. So,
again, oh, really?
Yeah, she has like a small role as like some like slutty gothic chick. Like Michael Ian Black, there's like a ton of, you know, bigger names. It's one of those movies where they get like a lot of like mid-level stars together to do something cool. So, yeah, it's good.
Well, I have a message for you. I'm supposed to read it verbatim. Okay.
Does he want me from to Jonathan add him back Fast. On?
I'm just telling you, I have a message. Jonathan Fast stated, "Biggest dick in the world. Interrupts my vacation, insults me, then hangs up on me. I'm boycotting."
Oh no, you son of a bitch!
I just read your message,
John. You said your video or your audio quality was going to be bad, so I dropped you from the call so you could upload your photos because that was more important than our discussion. So don't call me a dick.
You friggin' liar!
Do you want me to roll back the tape?
You friggin' liar,
Lee. How's his audio quality?
It is a bit shabby, but yeah. You know, it's John. He's worth shabby audio.
I agree. Oh. I wasn't the one that asked to be dropped, so
I'm not gonna get in the middle of this, you know.
So John, have you been able to check out any cool movies at least, or doing anything besides vacation stuff? So what have you been doing though besides going on boats?
I'm on a boat. Let's see. We started off in Sharm El Sheikh, which was kind of cool. Very pretty area. It's in Egypt. The place was dead, which was very interesting because, you know, the events of the Arab Spring. So there was like nobody there. And then we were in Spain, which was my personal favorite. That was absolutely amazing. We went to all kinds of places there, saw all kinds of old things, and that was pretty awesome. And we've been in Cannes for 9 days. We're leaving tomorrow.
Armin?
What's that?
Where are you heading off to?
Paris.
Good deal.
Yeah. And so I've got a ton of pictures from Monte Carlo today.
How long are you going to be in Paris?
10 days.
Wow.
And then
last time you were there, did you get to see it a lot? Are you going to get to see it more this time? Because I thought last time you were there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my vacation. It's Mystery Boss.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, it's whatever he wants to do. So we typically, you know, like, we'll have a day or two where we'll go out or whatever. But he's been going to Paris since he was, like, a kid. You know what I mean? So
it's like nothing.
I mean, a lot of these places that we go to, like Cannes and Paris and stuff, these are, like, his, you know, home away from home. So a lot of times he just, you know, we'll go to, like, his favorite cafe and we'll eat at the restaurants he likes, you know, whatever, and it's all the same stuff. So we'll have, like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days where we do some different things, but for the most part we're just kind of like the schedule's the same every day. The difference is, though, that, like, Spain, for instance, he hasn't been there for like a long time, so that we did a ton of new stuff, and that's why it was so much fun, because every day was like a little different and stuff.
I made a Carmen Sandiego reference. No one picked up on it. That's cool. That might have been before your guys' time when I was watching it on.
Okay, look, I watched Carmen Sandiego and Ghost Rider, by the way.
Dude, what was up with that? They changed Gabby's actress like mid season. Like,
well, it's like how the girl from Family Matters just disappeared. Yeah, like, they just got rid of a child. No explanation whatsoever. Like, child be gone. She just does not exist anymore.
Dude, it's just parallel reality Family Matters where she didn't, you know, she was like...
Later becomes a porn star.
Yeah.
That's the root. You can't just make someone disappear from a TV show. It screws them up for life.
Look at that.
No? But, yeah.
Dude, Carl Winslow, man.
I even played the video game at school.
Dude, oh my god, that wasn't
your little almanac, you know? You had your little world almanac in the video
game. Where in time is Carmen Sandiego with a book that was like twice as thick as the game, and I couldn't read when I was playing it, but I still got pretty far. Could not read.
I mean, it's the only reason I knew currency conversions at like a very young age.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that was a great show. I remember the a cappella group that was just rock solid. Like, that was like half the reason to watch the show is to watch those guys sing. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? They ever find that bitch?
I don't think they did. Mm. I think she's still out there.
She's pretty sly.
Maybe John will run into her.
I couldn't. Why'd she gotta be a bitch, Kevin?
Because she's stealing everyone's stuff, John. She steals. She's a stealer. She's a thief.
Like a thief? Yeah.
She's a thief and a crook, and she uses time travel for bad purposes. Yep. Immoral purposes.
Mm.
You know, I would go into the future, find a cure for cancer, come back and cure cancer, maybe profit a little bit off it, but she would go into the future, or go into the past, steal something that was important that might, like, change the tide of World War One.
She's not, right? Kevin, she's not Biff.
Like the magic shovel dug all those trenches.
She's not Biff, Kevin. Let it go.
Oh, actually, here's a cool thing. Let's keep it off topic. I've been playing. Now I've converted. I sold everything but my PS3, my Dreamcast, and a couple games in my NES. And there's a big summer sale going on the PS3, and I rebought because I bought it on the PS3. But I hate playing games at my computer. the Back to the Future of the game, all five episodes. So I've been playing through that on the PS3, like, you know, 20 minutes at a time. And it's so cool. It's so cool to, like, the continuing adventures of Back to the Future where the cartoon is canon. Like, how messed up is that?
Oh, God.
The cartoon was canon, guys. Like, it makes no sense. But it's good. Like, it's got all the music. It's got Christopher Lloyd. It's got a guy that sounds a lot like Marty. And Michael J. Fox came back for episode 5 and did, not the voice of Marty McFly, but voices of, like, great-great-grandfather McFly or something like that. So that was cool. So you guys should download that. Play it. It's cheap as hell. It's like $25 for 5 episodes. I don't know how long they are. I haven't beat the first one yet. But you get into DeLorean, you go back in time to 1930s.
Very cool. Very happy for you.
Lee, what have you been doing? You've been doing some construction, huh?
No.
That's old construction, but you just posted pictures, so I'm saying.
I'm kind of a delayed reaction kind of a person. Those pictures are like 6 months old. Mm. But I've been doing some like artwork because I'm still fixing up my like studio room, and I'm just now getting to doing the artwork. So I've been doing a lot of like mixed media canvas like stuff. I can't draw. I can't like paint really, and I can do it in an abstract sense, but I can't do it in any sort of worth noting sense. So it's a lot of like mixed media computer vinyl paint kind of stuff all thrown into together, and just so doing a lot of the artwork for my studio, because I don't know why. I don't like to buy things. I like to make them.
That's cool, though. That's awesome. That's your artistic side. Like, I don't have an artistic side whatsoever. At least you got that and you got music. I don't, like, my artistic side is, like, kid pics on the Windows 3.1. Kid pics, hey, folks. That's what's
let's
up.
Not knock some kid pics. Dude, there's some.
I just used those stamps. I couldn't do anything. I just used the stamps. John, you know what's up, Windows 3.1 one?
What?
That I, on my IBM 386, play some kid, do some kid pics, do some drawing.
That sounds fantastic, dude.
I love how we do it like a show every other week now, because we have a 20-minute long off topic where it's mostly has nothing, has no
to do with anything.
It's not even off topic. It's just stupid. Except for Lee stuff.
I've been saying that for effing years, dude.
Well, it's good enough for other people to copy us, so it's all good.
No, that wasn't a pointed comment at all.
People the off-topic. People like it's people, extra. It's look, bonus. It's free.
Kevin,
it's
extra, Kevin, I'm going to tell you something about you and your personality. I'm going to tell you something. 500 people could write into you and tell you that they love the off topic, that it was the greatest thing in the world to them, but that one douche, and I'm saying it, he is a douche. Ooh. that makes a non-constructive criticism about things, you're going to focus on it, and I need you to change and flip that script up, Kevin.
Lee, we had joke texts going back and forth about Sandlot about this. I mean, not Sandlot, Mighty Ducks, so
Cake Eater.
Yeah.
So that's all
Gordon
we gotta
Bombay.
Say. Cake eater.
You're still a shark, aren't you? Taught you to get to W.
Oh, you keep doing that accent, Kevin. You don't stop. I don't care what anyone says about you,
dude. I'm doing my.
I'm still your friend.
Guy that played Perry White on Lois and Clark. See, look at this. Is all this stuff that I shouldn't know? Like, I should probably fill it up with more fitness stuff. But like, no, I'm gonna hold on to this. Hold on to it, just in case I need it. I can just, I don't know. John knows what's up.
Dude, the background in this one picture is insane. The sky.
Well, post them, John. They're not showing up yet on Facebook.
I'm about to.
All right, well, John, did you see the trailer for the new Mission Impossible, at least?
No, dude.
It's fucking dope.
I've been...
It's dope, man.
Is it really?
Or the new Jason Statham flick with De Niro and Statham.
Really?
And Daniel Craig. No, not Daniel Craig. Yeah, Daniel Craig, right?
Yeah, it was Daniel Craig.
Some English dude.
I saw a trailer. Oh, God, I can't remember what it was, but it was really good. It was for one of those Outbreak kind of movies.
Oh, Contagion.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
With Gwyneth Paltrow, stars, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love me a natural disaster / Outbreak kind of movie. Those are my movies right there.
28 Weeks Later with Robert Carlyle. Way better than 28 Days Later. I said it.
Mm.
Much better because you get to see like the aftermath, like people, it's like the whole if you've been watching like Falling Skies with featuring Moon Bloodgood, it has like that whole like, all right, it's happened, so how are we gonna deal with it? It's not like, oh, while it's happening, it's like, all right, it happened, we're living with it, like The Walking Dead. That's why that's so intriguing. Like, people need to do more of this stuff. Like
you like seeing what happens after the rubble.
Yeah, there's that new show coming out on Fox. I forget what it's called, but it's like that show where they send, it's like in the future, but they send like this group of people back in time to like live in the past because it's not like pollution. Like Al Gore was right, and pollution destroyed the Earth, and they send like this group back to prehistoric time so they can live out the rest of their lives there safely, and they were gonna like start shipping. Like, talk about paradoxes, but they're going to start shipping people back from, like, the year 2090-something and have them live, like, with the dinosaurs and stuff. It's like this new, it's like the new, it kind of looks like Avatar. It's coming out on Fox this fall. Or not this fall, but this winter. So that's cool.
What you got?
I will check that out.
Check it out, Liz.
I'll check it out, Kevin.
Check it out.
All right, that's where we're going to wrap it up. We're going to do a podcast now. Hopefully, you guys will not do anything rash this weekend. Be good. Donate a dollar to your local charity.
None of those shenanigans. Behave yourselves.
No. No, put down the water balloons. That's all I'm going to say. Put down the water balloons.